League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Answerable Questions with Questionable Answers, the show in which we answer some of life's meaningful and meaningless questions. My name is Marcus. Sarah is here.
I certainly am.
Chris is here as well.
Yep.
And you're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're all back together to discuss another topic.
Yay.
Now then, success is defined by the Oxford English Dictionary as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. That's it. Simple as that. There have been reams and reams of material written and thousands of talks spoken on success and how to achieve it. So with so much success to be had, how do you know if you've found success?
I had this question over a dinner table at Christmas, which sparked it.
You're the most successful guy I know.
That is not what we talk about over Christmas dinner in
it
my
was,
house.
It was a card game my sister-in-law had, and it had all these brilliant questions on it. Right. And I was like, we should do that for
very
the podcast.
Cerebral.
Yeah, Sarah's
it was.
Like playing Uno.
So we had some good discussions on the table, and which hopefully we'll have on the podcast as well.
And we can always hope.
We could do. We should just record that.
Yeah.
But I guess it is in different areas of our life. As in, I think success for me is probably boiled down to me being happy with me. And I think
I'm very happy with you.
Thank you. And I think it was it's a really interesting one, because a lot of people say, oh, you know, happy family or success at work and that sort of stuff, but really we were trying to boil it down to what's really at the center of it all. So success for me at the moment, gosh, it just looks like getting through the next few months, to be honest. I've got a busy time coming up in my life. So it's just doing the next day well, doing the next day well, doing the next day well as well. And then whatever that throws at me.
Well, yeah, as I started out by saying, it's the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Yeah. And often people define success by what's been achieved or accomplished.
Yeah.
So immediately, I think when people say, think success, they think in a business sense.
Exactly.
They think money.
Something public, like, you know, fame.
Money. All right, wait for me to finish. Go on, carry on.
Yeah, I mean, and
successfully that was, finish what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I'll try to. I guess that's the thing is, like, I didn't want to just go to something quite obvious.
Yes.
But something more like, yeah, deeper, new, you know.
Yeah, well, if it's about accomplishing or achieving what you've kind of set out to do, then, I mean, people can then accuse others of having a very low bar of success. Because if your idea of success is to try and, well, to use a kind of, I suppose, is morbid the right idea? You know, if you think about, and I'm going on sort of like World War II films or something, you think we've had a successful day because we're still here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So some people, depending on the situation or the kind of scenario or whatever, getting through the day is
it's
a
relative,
success.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and like, do you think you...
My point is, if that was my bar of success, was to just get through the day in 21st century sort of London and all the rest of it, I've got to reassess what I'm trying to achieve.
And that's the point, is it depends on what's going on in, like, the season of life you're in.
Yes.
So, you know, actually for some people, you're going to be flying and you're like, right, my career is my focus.
Yep.
And I need to, you know, get ahead and things like that. Mm-hmm. For other people, it is just about kind of getting through the day and muddling through it all.
Indeed. Sarah, you're going to say something.
No, I was going to say, Chris, is yours kind of, is it a daily thing? Or is it kind of just whatever is put in front of you, you're just kind of trying to get that done?
Yeah. I think because I'm normally quite a blue sky thinker, but I'm in a period of study. And when you're studying, you're just thinking about getting through the next essay or the next assignment as well. We'll be moving house soon. You know, there's lots of things going on in the family life. And so for me, I'm just like, there's so much. You could be on the verge of being overwhelmed a lot.
That's what I was thinking.
I think a lot of society feel like that more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So it just feels like, gosh, if we can do the next 3 months well, then I'll look at the time after that. And the bigger goals that you're kind of already always going towards, but it just feels like at this sort of time, it's getting through the next couple of months.
I definitely have a slightly similar thing of like, I will kind of have big things that I, or things that seem big that I want to achieve. And like, you can kind of look at these giant things and go, how am I ever going to get there? How am I ever going to do this? But it's that classic thing of like, when you break it down into chunks of like, well, if I just say, for example, like when I was studying, like I just need to do this next essay. I just need to pass this exam because otherwise, how are you ever going to get there?
When things become all consuming in your brain, then you can't really think past that as well. Mm. So I think that's where I'm at the moment. Yeah. However, I think in doing everything that I try and do, whether it's to try and be a good husband or a good friend or or good at my studies, is to try and be a decent human being in the midst of it and not just lose your rag with people, to try and remain peaceful during these times as well. Mm. I mean, this isn't really going on typical success chat, but it's I would feel successful if I managed to maintain my myself during this time.
I think something, because I was kind of thinking about this, and like we said earlier, when you say success, I do straight up think work, money, status, that kind of thing.
The old capitalist dream, eh?
Well, quite, and you know, there's nothing wrong with being driven in your career and kind of wanting to climb the ladder and do well, but that can't be the only thing. And out of interest, I had a look on Instagram.
Ooh.
At the hashtag success.
Ooh.
Because, you know, like there's all kinds of these like quotes and stuff. And a lot of them were just like, just stay focused. You can do it. Like that kind of like positive stuff.
All that crap. Yeah.
There was actually some really like quite negative stuff.
Yeah.
So there was one where it said, if you're not losing friends, you're not growing up.
Wow.
Miserable. And I was like,
yeah.
Success is what comes after you stop making excuses.
Oh, wow.
You want to fly first class? Yeah. I want to own the plane.
Yeah, right, okay. That leads me on to... I was about to say this, and that's given me the perfect
platform. You are welcome.
Platform.
You are welcome.
I feel like he's going to go on around now.
I hate it when people, and I use the word people in the loosest possible sense, they define success by their goals, what they're doing, and they put that upon everybody else.
Yeah.
And that there is no relativity. There is no nothing. And that is what this crap is all about, these nonsense hashtags. I don't want to own a plane.
No.
What the hell do I want to own a plane?
Where am I going to put that?
Exactly.
I've got one bed flat.
Bollocks. and all that kind of, but these are the people that run the world.
Yeah.
And that's often one of the reasons why a lot of these people get ahead is because they're so ruthless in their thinking. Yeah.
I feel like they feel like short-term goals all the time. And I think maybe because to some extent I've had a fantastic career before, which I really enjoyed when I worked at the UN. And there are definitely moments I've had of success, you know, whether you put on a fantastic event or you write a piece maybe for as a well-received piece, Sarah, and things like that. But they always seem really short-lived. So it doesn't feel successful. I think that's where I was a bit like, how can I really try and drill down into what success is for me?
Yeah.
Because there just always sort of seems these short-termisms that don't last.
Yes.
It's like this, you know, flash in the pan high. And that's what it feels like these people can go towards. Oh, if you just do this, Marcus, you could just, you know, have enough money or likes or whatever it ends up being. It's like, yeah, but what, then what?
I think it's putting those kind of material things that you've... And don't get me wrong, like it's well done you for achieving them because they're not easy, you know.
Oh, someone says that they've bought a plane or something. Yeah, oh, nice
like,
one.
Well done. But it's kind of... Yeah, so like you were saying for me, you know, when I have in the past written things that have like got been really well received and been well read or whatever, like that is nice and everything. But actually it's trying to think like, well, my success is actually... I've learned so much and I've come really far and I've stuck through jobs that were really difficult. Yeah. Like that, I think, feels more the success part rather than that short-term little buzz.
Yeah.
Also, if you define it harshly as that is success, that is good. Failure is the complete opposite. And if you've done that, you're a loser. That's really unhelpful thinking.
Yeah.
If you take a different example of, say, previous relationships.
Mm.
If you've been in a previous relationship and it obviously hasn't worked out and you haven't married that person or you're not still with them or whatever your sort of status is, doesn't necessarily mean it has to be failure.
Yeah.
That was it. Because you can learn a lot about yourself. You can actually, do you know what? At that time in my life, I thought I wanted this and blah, blah, blah. Hmm. But you can also, if you were with another person, doesn't mean to say that if it failed, then they're worse off and you're worse off and you've been better off if you've never...
It was a waste of time.
Exactly. Not necessarily. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure there are some examples that people may or may not have. But it is not always the case that it has to be defined black and white, left or right. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because you know what,
dangerous thinking that.
It's thinking about life as a nuance. Set of tick boxes, isn't it? As it's like, right, you know, like successful job, tick. Bought a house, tick.
Yes.
Relationship, tick. And like, I know it's a cliche and I know I've just reeled off some like horrendous, like supposedly inspirational quotes, but it's true that life's a journey, not a destination, right? Like, you know, we're having experiences.
Death is the destination.
Oh, charming.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Well, you're true. Yeah. But, like, right, so if I say I married someone, does that make me more successful than someone who has, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
If I marry the wrong person and someone's in, like, in a relationship, they haven't done the tick box of the marriage.
So if marriage is defined as successful, then the more marriages you have, is that the more successful?
How are we?
Must be. Well, yeah, I mean, to use a sort of a sort of strange example, perhaps. You know the comedian Dara O'Brien, Irish comedian, very, very funny man, very successful comedian, you could say. He wrote an article, this was a number of years ago, there was, still is, a Spanish footballer called Cesc Fabregas. And he played for Arsenal for many years. People, a lot of people who are into the football will know this. And he played for Chelsea, Barcelona, and so on. Had a very, you would say he had a successful career. And when he left Arsenal, he was there for years. I don't think he ever won a trophy with them. Certainly didn't win the league, I believe. Forgive me if my facts are wrong. But anyway, there was people who were saying that when he left Arsenal, his time at Arsenal was a failure because he didn't quite achieve maybe what, you know, because they had, back then they had ambitions to win the league. And Dara O'Brien was saying, how on earth can you call this young man a failure?
Yeah.
He played for Arsenal when he was about 16. Until he joined Chelsea, was a club legend, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Had some great moments.
He's a boy who moved to another country and did very well there.
Well, this is why you can spin it in certain ways. And immediately you could say, well, yeah, but he set out to win that trophy. Yeah, of course, but so did a lot of other teams who were pretty good at the time. And Dara O'Brien basically said, as soon as he stepped across that white line as a professional footballer, he was a success.
That was success,
And I do agree with that. However, there are some examples of, I mean, I obviously in the field at football I will choose from, but there are some examples of talented sports people who you think they maybe didn't quite make the most of their talent because they were a bit lazy or they let other distractions get in the way and so on. So would you say that that person was a success or were they not? And again, it's how you define and what did they come out to achieve. You could say this about someone like Mario Balotelli. I appreciate you may not know who that is, Sarah.
I'm aware of the name.
Yeah, but there's a guy who people would say
silly hair.
Sorry?
Has he got silly hair?
He had a number of silly haircuts over the years. And I'm sorry if people aren't into football, but that's what springs to my mind very, very quickly. You know, someone could say, you know, he had so much talent and blah, 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 and didn't quite do it. And yes, there's an argument there, but he's still a professional footballer. He's made
more successful than me at football.
Indeed, yeah. But he's won a league title.
I was looking.
It depends how you look at it, because there is arguments. Someone like him would split opinion on that.
But that was one of the things I was trying to do a little bit of research beforehand, and one of the things that came up was doing your best is successful.
Yeah.
So and the thing is with those talents, as you said, we don't know the guys, but let's say Fabregas tried his very best at Arsenal, and the team around him wasn't quite good enough.
There's 10 others.
But
on
you
that
would
field.
See, yeah, exactly. You would see him as he was a success because he did the best he possibly could. But you're talking about the people who didn't and actually let their talent go to waste because they didn't put the effort in.
What about
that? Feels unsuccessful, actually.
What about Tiger Tim Henman?
Tiger Tim.
He never won Wimbledon.
Tim.
But he never won the tennis at Wimbledon.
He, you know, he tried his best, didn't he?
Tried his best.
And he got to the whatever, semi-final. He got to the semi-finals of Wimbledon. Again, that's quite successful.
Yeah. and he was the first one for probably decades before that, then did it as well. So I think, you know, if he sees himself as a collective whole, as the British Empire, he was the forerunner for Andy Murray.
Chris has mentioned the British Empire. Was that a success?
Wow.
Because some people would say
exactly
colonizing all those countries and ruling them was. Other people would say institutionalized slavery, blah, 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 blah.
Possibly not.
It's a disgrace.
Okay, that's a good point there.
But actually, I'm not being...
History will reflect differently than what success is right now.
I'm not, I know, obviously, I've been a bit silly
It was
there,
not a good thing, but...
yeah, but, you're right. People would say it was a successful empire, people would say, for a time. People talk about the union. So when you have people saying they want Scottish independence, and I understand that argument, and I'm giving an opinion either way, who the hell wants to hear mine? But but one of the arguments against Scottish independence is, why do you want to break up the most successful union in history? People say, now, I'm sure there are maybe other little union people out there going, that's not the most successful. But my drinking union at university. But of course, when you're talking about that success of that union, you are bringing in issues of empire and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So when you mention the word success, it's interesting. It depends which side of the coin and how it affected you, blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff.
I guess, again, it's going back to that definition you read out at the beginning of achieving things you've aimed to do.
Yes.
You know, if you boil it down in that sense, I guess you can define things as being successful or not, but I guess we're kind of talking as well in terms of generally... have I been successful in my life? And that's where it gets a bit more. Yeah.
Do you think Napoleon Bonaparte was successful? You see what I mean? Because when you start these things, you know, that success for him was ruling and oppressing other people.
I guess it's funny when you were talking about the footballers, which obviously I was listening very carefully to.
she was a bit.
That's why I changed it to Tim Henman. I was trying to. I was trying
then
to reach out to
me
you.
In, you hit me in. Yeah. No, but you know, talking about. Being professionally successful is one thing, but if you're saying, have they been generally successful in their life? Like, you know, they may have been the best footballer ever, won all kinds of awards and all that kind of thing, but maybe, you know, then their marriage was breaking down behind the scenes, or, you know, they actually, their mental health was really suffering.
Yep.
Is that successful? I don't know.
Well, people might say it was success at a cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Diego Maradona would perhaps be.
And that's what we were saying earlier about it. These things are far more nuanced, because you said you could run the best business in the world, but if you're horrible to your family, then what's the point? Don't bother. Like, that's, you don't feel like a successful human being if you're not trying to apply that to each area of your life.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying we can all do it.
But if someone's not, and this is perhaps the problem, not perhaps overtly or even covertly, whatever, setting out to be a successful human being, then, or successfully good at relationships or whatever, then the business success is that's their food and drink, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, it is. But we're more than just that, aren't we? We're more than just output.
Of course we are, Chris.
So thank you.
No. Well, American business magazine Forbes, they say three things about success. They say a lot more, but the article I read, three things, and I thought that's great because they can ramble on these people. Number one was develop an intimate understanding as to what success represents to you.
Yeah, nice.
Don't
keep it
so
relevant.
Basically, sort of don't be labelled by others, or don't let your success be labelled by others, which is what we were talking about, those hashtags.
Yep.
You know. Number two, success is measured by a state of mind, not by tangibles. Major setbacks can either be interpreted as a loss or as an opportunity to seek something new. Well, that was what I was talking about with relationships.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Yeah, not too shabby. And number three, don't let others keep score of your victories. The only stress you should impose on yourself is the one that is within you, the one that is used to apply energy to whatever successful outcome you're focused on.
Mm. Yeah.
It still doesn't take in too many into account with regards to your morals. So that's why when you talk to them, when you talk about these dictators or these leaders of war or whatever. Yeah. But I feel we're sort of...
It feels though that one success would need to lead to another, and I'm not, you know, and so, you know, certain people, their success would be to win a presidential election.
Yes.
But then it feels like then it just starts, doesn't it? Like you've always got more that you need to achieve off the back of it.
Yeah. Well, and so, well, yeah, careful what you wish for is what we're going towards here, aren't we? You know.
I mean.
And also is the thing of like, when you achieve the goal you set for yourself.
Yes.
What happens then? Is that supposed to be it? Are you then supposed to feel amazing? Like, right, I'm successful now.
Well, I think
is that it?
I think with people who we stereotypically label successful, which is usually in the business world, that kind of thing. And I get that, and I'm not necessarily trying to sort of tear that down. But often people who are successful in a business sense, they're great innovators and they're great thinkers. And so you're right, there's a success there, and then they're on to the next thing and the next thing, and that's what drives them. And I genuinely, I mean, you said yourself at the start, Chris, that you're a bit of a blue sky thinker. I'm not. And I genuinely admire that with some people, you know, that kind of success. You can rest on your laurels after. You know, success can be bad for some people. Well, not bad, but it's like anything. It's how you respond. You know, to go back to delve into the realm of sport again, but not football this time, I'm going to go for cricket.
Oh,
When England beat Australia in the Ashes in, was it 2005, which was the first time
in
17 years or something like that.
I remember it well.
Australia had always beaten England quite handedly for many years. And eventually England won. And for the next 2 years, they basically basked in the glory of that success. Yeah. And then they played Australia again in Australia, and Australia absolutely whitewashed them. And so what does success look for you? You know, back into football, Alex Ferguson, it was always never be complacent. Keep going, keep going, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe just is it, and maybe it just is sequential then. You hit one, then you've got to move on to the hit the
but
next
you don't
one.
Have
the next
to, of
one.
Course.
But as you said there, like, let's imagine, Marcus, you released the best, indie garage band album of all time, and that's one.
Yes.
You'd be seen in the end as a one hit wonder, which wasn't successful. You never followed it up with another one. There's very
like
few.
Like the Sex Pistols.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I don't know. You just smashed my argument out of the air.
Do
you know what I mean? Like, you normally expected to achieve more. So you might be super successful, and if you don't achieve another one or another great role or whatever, then, you know, he didn't fulfill his potential.
Well, exactly. And that's what we were talking about with Balotelli and one or two others. I think one has to be very careful with regards to this kind of stuff. But really, to suddenly go a bit Miss Worldy or whatever, you know, to try and find... To be content with what's going on,
but I guess you or like
but
you
learn
earlier,
from the failures.
But then you said earlier, and this is where you're right: is don't let other people put their expectations or their perception of success on you.
Yes,
because as long as you're content,
but be inspired though.
Yeah,
as I say, don't lower
There's
the bar.
There's a difference between inspiration and feeling pressure to conform to something which you don't actually want.
Yeah. That's very true.
Have you got anything you want to be successful at, Marcus? Broadcasting.
My album.
Yeah.
your garage band.
Yeah. I want to release a best of album. Therefore, I'm going to have to rack up a few albums.
Yeah.
You know, or I could just imagine that if I released it out. I'm not a singer. This is absolute nonsense. You released it.
Although we know that Sarah is and she won't ever sing for us.
Oh, yeah.
No way. No chance.
Why? You've lowered your bar there.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, what about
fulfill
you?
Not
your potential.
What about you?
Success for me over there. Ooh. I think I would like
Mega
to...
Mega church. Scandal.
I'd like...
That kind of thing.
I'd like for people to go...
Insta followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be an online celebrity.
Christian celebrity. Yeah. No, go on. You were going
to
say.
Yeah, I think it would be for me as I'm training to be a church leader to run a church where people can feel connected to each other, feel connected to God, and that... Yeah, a jolly good old time.
A jolly good old time. I think that's mine.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Have a lovely old time. Well,
yeah. I think that's quite hard to do those things. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to set too many goals.
Well, yeah.
Just one or two solid ones.
But of course, if you don't do that, then you are a failure.
Exactly.
Or as I like to call them, losers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So passionate.
But we'll end with this quote from the great Albert Einstein. Strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value.
Me and Albert. Are of similar mind on many things.
Do you think he drunk as much as you?
Peas in a pod.
I don't want to think about it.
Do you think he's lost as many pairs of shoes and handbags?
Oh, so many.
Very true. Well, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. We've ended with Einstein, and I think it's, you know...
Quite right, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Successful man.
It encapsulates all our thoughts and feelings on the matter. But if you want to get in touch with us, of course, show@AQQApod is where we are on Soch, as Sarah calls it.
Why? And, why must you do this?
I think I saw it on an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine and I quite liked it.
It's because one episode I said the gram.
Yeah, you did.
And then immediately hated myself. And ever since then, you just like calling it Soch.
I know. Well, I also don't like you to forget your mistakes.
Yeah, no.
Which is essentially what this podcast is about.
Yeah, exactly.
About,
I am
really.
Unsuccessful and you won't let me forget it.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thanks.
Tell all your friends about us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next week.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.